Chapter 10. Letting Your Light Shine. That week in school, Verity felt that everything was working out just perfectly in her life. She was glad to be in the new school and so thankful to have met Mr. Simons. Walking off to class quite happily one morning, she glanced over to see a tall, familiar young man coming toward her. He hastily jumped to one side, making an exaggerated attempt to avoid her. Turning a slight shade of pink, Verity laughed. "Thanks for watching where you're going." He nodded with a grin, and she passed on to her class. The sun was shining warm and bright outside during class, promising at least one more summery day before the cold set in. When the lunch bell rang and Purity left to go to her locker alone, Verity suddenly had an inspiration. "Hey, Purity," she called, trying to catch up with her, "do you mind if I have lunch with you today?" Purity looked surprised, but she smiled. "That would be great. I was going to walk to the park. It's so nice out." The two girls pushed open the big black doors and stepped out into the warm October sunshine. Many other students were outside also, trying to catch the last bit of summer while they had the chance. As they walked along the sidewalk to the park, they admired all the trees decked out in their brilliant fall colours. The bright reds and oranges were a striking contrast against the blue sky. It was truly an artist's delight. The park was close to the school and full of large mature oak and maple trees. "It's like God gives us one last jolt of colour before the whole world turns white," Verity remarked. Purity glanced at her with a slight look of surprise, and they bent to pick up one of the orange leaves blowing around on the grass. "This is my favourite colour," she said. "I love the contrast with the bright orange on the tips and the green veins showing through." "They are beautiful," Verity agreed, "but I think I like the red ones the best." Finding a bench, they sat down in the sunshine. Purity was quiet for a moment with her head down before she began to eat. Verity wondered if she was feeling okay, but before she could ask, Purity opened her eyes and began unpacking the lunch bag she carried. "I hope you don't mind me joining you," Verity asked hesitantly as they snacked on their sandwiches. "I've been wanting to get to know you better, but you're never around when there's time to talk." "Oh," said Purity, "I like being by myself." "But don't you ever feel lonely?" "Yes, sometimes, but, well, I don't really fit in around school." "I've noticed," replied Verity kindly, "but why?" "I'm religious," she said awkwardly. "I just don't have much in common with anyone here, and most people think I'm weird." She shrugged. "So I'd rather be on my own." Verity pondered this for a minute or two. She felt a lot of respect for Purity, but somehow this reason for being alone didn't seem quite right. "Do you think Jesus should have just kept to himself as well?" she asked at last. Purity frowned. "Well, no, he came here to preach." And then she stopped. "What are you getting at?" Verity put her arm on Purity's arm. "Don't be mad at me. I like you. I think you look like such a nice person, and everyone knows you have good morals. But it seems to me that you could be such a good influence on other people if you were friendlier to them. Didn't Jesus say we are to let our light shine and not hide it?" Purity's eyes narrowed as she gazed at Verity. She wasn't used to having school chums fault her religiously. "What religion are you?" "I'm not any religion. I'm just reading the Bible and trying to find out what it means." Verity paused a moment. "This week I went to a seminar on the Bible. Mr. Simons was one of the speakers, and there was another man, Mr. Henderson." Purity was looking at her wide-eyed. "That's my dad," she exclaimed. "Mr. Henderson is my dad. You went to the Bible seminars." For a moment they looked at each other in wonder, and then they both started to laugh. Suddenly there no longer seemed to be a wall around Purity. "You're going to those seminars," she repeated, still sounding as if she could hardly believe it. "I'm sure you will love them," she continued. "I went last year, and even though I've been brought up reading the Bible, they were still very interesting for me." Now that their lunches were finished, it was time to start heading back for school. They packed up their lunch kits and examined a few more colourful leaves on their way as they continued discussing the seminars. As they approached the school, Verity could see a few other students standing outside the main entrance. There was a tall fellow with tawny brown hair who looked familiar, and Verity strained her eyes to see if he was the same one she had bumped into before. Sure enough, as they approached closer, she could see that he was. Seeing that the two girls were headed his way, the young man courteously opened the door for them. "Good afternoon, ladies," he said in a teasing manner. "Thanks so much," they murmured, both feeling a little self-conscious. "Who is he?" Verity asked when they were safely out of hearing. There was something about this boy's friendly manner that made her very curious about him. From his brown eyes radiated such a mixture of laughter and kindness that she felt sure he would be a wonderful friend. "He's Peter Bryant," Purity answered. "He's in grade 12. That's all I know about him." "Grade 12?" Verity thought to herself. The same grade as Thomas. Why couldn't her brother have chosen someone nice, like Peter Bryant, for a friend?